Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really quick.
Todd Newton, host of The Price is Right Live,
which is coming to MGM National Harbor this Saturday at 2 p.m. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Todd.
It is a pleasure, and we just can't wait to get back to the MGM. It's such a beautiful facility. We're looking forward to seeing everyone again.
So you have swung through there before.
Yeah, this will be our third time, you know, and it's such a beautiful property, and it's special to me. I've got a lot of family in the D.C., Alexandria area, so I get to play a lot of catch-up when I'm there. So I get a lot of those nephew brownie points when I'm in town.
Are you from here originally or just extended
family? Not originally, no. I grew up in the Midwest. I live down in Key West, Florida now, so, you know, it's nice to get, you know, it's very easy to get family to come down to Key West, but when I can go back up there and enjoy, you know, the changing of the seasons and stuff, which is something I don't get to see very much of, it's always a nice, nice treat.
Nice. Well, say hi to Sloppy Joe's down in Key West for
us.
My wife has played that venue many times.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, the reason
I'm
here
a Captain Tony's guy myself, but Sloppy Joe's is a hit for sure.
Oh, what is it? Tony's guy?
Captain Tony's. Yeah, Captain Tony.
Cool. Well, we'll visit down Key West another day, but right now we're going to talk. It's all about MGM National Harbor. Price is Right. Tell me about, give me an overview, and then we can drill down into some of the specific games and stuff in a second. But give me an overview here. You know, what is Price is Right Live? You know, tell them it's basically everything you love from the show, but it's a touring version. Explain how the touring version came about.
Sure. Well, 20 years ago, the great Bob Barker created this live touring show for people that wouldn't have a chance to get out to Hollywood to play on the TV show. He wanted to bring a little bit of Hollywood to them. And the show started off in a very small theater in Reno, Nevada. We were just supposed to do a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks turned into a couple of months, and then we went to Las Vegas, and now we tour all over North America. We're very excited to get back. You know, we haven't done the show for 18 months. So to be able to really get back into the swing of things on that beautiful stage at the National Harbor MGM is a real treat. But yes, as you mentioned, Jason, it's all the same games that you love from the television show. The prizes are real. It's not a play. It's not a musical. It's an actual game show where contestants are selected randomly out of the audience for a chance to play the games that you've been watching on TV for 50 years.
So you literally can come on down.
That's it. And we bring all the good ones with us too. You know, I tell people there are over 90 different pricing games on the television show. And, you know, obviously we can't bring all 90 with us on the road, but I tell people coming to see The Price is Right Live is a lot like going to see your favorite band in concert and knowing they're just going to play the greatest hits. You're going to see cliffhangers. You're going to see Plinko. You're going to see the big wheel. And as I mentioned, you know, all the contestants are chosen at random. So everybody in the theater has an equal shot to get on stage and play.
That's great. Now, just for my purposes, so I have some, you know, distinct sound bites. Let's go sort of chronologically through the experience. So, like, you know, let's say your name gets called. Start telling me specifically just about those opening, you know, where you come up to the podiums. Is it the same sort of thing where you bid and you can say $1? Well, not $1 Bob, $1 Todd.
Sure. Yeah. You get called down to contestants row. And we bring out an item up for bids. It could be a margarita maker, a set of luggage, you know, something along those lines. Everybody in contestants row bids, and whoever comes closest to the actual retail price without going over joins me up on stage. And we call four new people down after every game. So more people have the chance to win than they do on the television show. It's just something nice. You know, people are taking time out of their schedules and opening up their wallets to buy a ticket. So we want to give as many people the chance to win as possible. There are also prizes given away in between the games to audience members who never even leave their seats. So, and because, you know, we're not kind of hampered by commercial breaks, we're a 75, 90 minute show nonstop, uninterrupted, and we go. And the prizes that you see are vacations and cars and piles of cash and kitchen appliances. So you know, we've made a lot of people happy there in Oxon Hill, and we look forward to doing it again this weekend.
Cool. And then I know you mentioned a few of them already, but just reiterate really quick, some of the, you know, once you get the proper bid and you win that opening round at the podiums and you come up on stage, reiterate some of the games that we might see again.
Well, we'll see Cliffhangers, which of course is the mountain climber that we don't want to see fall off the top of the mountain. That's devastating. We have a bunch of the grocery games, you know, that people don't even realize they're practicing for, but they are whenever they go to the grocery store. We bring some of those with us. Plinko, of course, is the most requested game far and away. So we bring Plinko out every single show. You can't show up and not have Plinko. The big wheel for cash prizes, you can win up to $5,000 at the big wheel. And then, of course, at the end of the show, just like on the television show, it's the showcase where two contestants play for a bevy of fabulous prizes. And at that point in the show, someone in the audience also wins something incredible. So it's just, it's hard to say exactly which ones we'll have on Saturday, but I can guarantee Cliffhangers and I can guarantee Plinko and I can guarantee the big wheel.
All right. So Plinko and Cliffhangers, those are the ones that are mainstays. They're going to be there no matter what, every time if you show up Saturday. And then the rest sort of are rotated through on a rolling basis, kind of.
Yeah, we like to keep things fresh. And, sure. You know, we realize that the Price is Right has meant so much to so many people over the years, whether you're a Bob Barker fan, a Drew Carey fan, or hopefully both. But, you know, we all think back to those sick days from school or sick days from work where that music would come on, that da, 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 and it just kind of, it just creates a little nostalgia. So we have all the lights, we have all the music, we're produced by the same people that produced the television show. So, you know, I think everyone that works on this show is a game show fan first and a game show employee second. At least I can't speak on behalf of everyone, but although I usually do, but certainly for myself, you know, authenticity is number one.
Awesome. I love that you mentioned the sick days. It's funny because that's probably when we all saw it. When we got, it was almost a treat that, you know, you were feeling rotten, but wow, Price is Right made us feel good.
That's right. It was part of it, man. Part of the healing process.
It is part of the healing process, which we all could use right now. Awesome. Well, you mentioned Bob Barker and Drew Carey. You know, dote on your fellow hosts there. You know, what made them both great? Does it feel like big shoes to fill, or are you just sort of inspired by them? You take a little bit of what they brought to it and make it your own.
Well, I'm very fortunate because I was mentored by Bob. So, you know, and to me, that's similar to learning how to shoot free throws from Michael Jordan. You know,
Shaq.
I was hosting a show called Whammy, the All New Pressure Luck. And I knew this was back in 2001. I knew that I wanted to be the very best game show host I could be. And I went straight to the top of the mountain, and Bob was very kind and very generous with his time and experience and expertise. And, you know, Bob is who I grew up watching. Drew does a heck of a job and has now. He's in his 13th year. But when I think of Price is Right, I think of when I stayed home from school, and there was always Bob coming through those doors, dressed to the nines, perfect hair. The ladies loved him. You know, he was just that man you wanted to be around. And so I wanted to bring that elegance and that sophistication to my hosting. But I've hosted enough game shows over the years. I think my style is a little Bob, a little bit Richard Dawson, maybe some Gene Rayburn thrown in there with a whole lot of Todd. And it just seems to be working. I think my focus is just making sure the game and the contestant are the stars of the show. And as long as you keep that track, you'll never go wrong. Everybody will always enjoy themselves.
Awesome. Well, if Bob Barker was your mentor, then I got to ask the all important question. Could you take Happy Gilmore in a fist fight?
There's no question. I mean, I throw such a mean roundhouse, Jason. I mean, come on. You know, Bob was throwing those little jabs. I think I just would have gone for the haymaker and called it a day.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Todd. This is really fun, and I think our listeners are gonna really want to head out there and have a chance to win. It's really cool whether their name gets called or not. Even if they're just in the audience, they still have a shot to win. So that's really, really cool.
Excellent. Well, I thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Yep. And let's close it out. Can't think of a better way to leave it than saying, have your pet spayed or neutered.
That's right. And on behalf of Bob Barker, this is Todd Newton reminding you to help control the pet population in your hometown. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Thanks for doing that. All right. I appreciate it. We'll see you out there.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Later.